It's crazy. Anyway, coming next to the stage, we have a great Chicago stand-up. It's his first time doing your stories. I'm so excited to have him here, Mr. Bill Bullock.
Hello. I forgot to... I printed out a thing, like, you know, like, I wrote a thing, and then I printed it out like it's fucking 1996, and then I left that motherfucker right on the printer because it's not 1996. What the fuck am I carrying paper around for? So I have to pull this up on the phone, which is not ideal, but, you know, the story, nothing is ideal in the world. So that was like, that last story was like pretty cool. It was like about fan fiction and stuff, and this is about a girl. So this is called Fan Fiction, or How It Should Have Ended. You're laughing a lot more than you're going to be. all right. I'm going to pick this up because this is stupid. In my version of the story, you would have told me everything. You wouldn't have been so afraid of me that you couldn't tell me how you were actually feeling. You wouldn't have been the type of I wouldn't have been the type of person that scared you into your emotional turtle shell. I wouldn't have had to find out the things that you discovered, the things that you were missing, the things that you desired from my roommate's girlfriend, who you felt more comfortable telling things about you than you did telling me. In my version of the story, when your mother pulled me aside at your sister's wedding, what she would have said was, "You two are next, right?" Instead of what she actually said, which is, "Don't fuck up my daughter's life." She wouldn't have said, "Hey, I think it's weird that you're not close to your family. I think that's a red flag." In my version of the story, she wouldn't have said that because she would have remembered that her husband walked out on her and she was in a broken family, and that's really weird for her to call me out on that and kind of racist, but whatever. In my version of the story, your dad wouldn't have walked out. But then maybe you wouldn't have been in Chicago and we wouldn't have met, so maybe not. But anyway, fuck him. He's an asshole. In my version of the story, we wouldn't have broken up and gotten back together and broken up and gotten back together and broken up and gotten back together and broken up and then continued fucking each other all the time like we weren't back together. We wouldn't have continued fucking when we were broken up. Yeah, we would have. That's my version of the story. We definitely would have continued fucking. We'd probably still be fucking. Like, we would be fucking right now. I wouldn't be telling this. But what we wouldn't have done in my version of the story is all the terrible shit we did in addition to each other while we were fucking. We wouldn't have had that time when you called me over to your house to have sex with you, and I could tell something was wrong from the moment I got there, and then I could smell something was wrong, and then I could taste something was wrong, and I could feel something was wrong when I pulled out the little red hairs in my mouth, and you're blonde and I'm black, so what the fuck, man? I wouldn't have noticed that you had fucked somebody else that same day, and you wouldn't have said, "Oh," when I called you on it. You might have taken a shower beforehand, maybe. I don't know, because I don't care. I was fucking other people, too. But, like, you know, I didn't need to know. I didn't need to know about it. I didn't need to know about it. You could have taken a shower. And also, like, if you didn't have enough time to take a shower, like, you could have asked me, like, "Hey, you know what would be really hot if we took a shower together?" Because I'm dumb. Men are dumb, like they said. I would never have figured it out. You know what I mean? In my version of the story, after the first time we ended, and we got back together, and I told you that I didn't want to start again unless this was going to be it for us. That would have been it for us. That would have been forever, forever for us. In my version of the story, that's what it would have been. In my version, you would have been happy. Truly, unequivocally happy. But in the real version of the story, I hope you are too. Even if I've been written out of it, even if I eventually have to write you out of my story, I hope it ends with you happy. That's how I hope it ends.
Thank you, Bill. Man, that was great. Love when people come up here and do real shit. Especially on their first time, dude. First time, second time even, I think, ever at the show. Thank you so much for sharing that. We
wrote this at the last show I was at.
That's right, yeah, we got a couple people here, actually, that we met at the, we did a show at the Chicago Design Museum like 3 weeks ago. It was super great. You're going to hear from another one of those speakers from that show.